It's game night. You're on a deserted island.
Yes.
Well, actually, there'd have to be people there, otherwise game
not
night.
Not deserted.
Really wouldn't. So you're stranded with all of your friends.
There you go.
Game night. And you are only allowed to choose from four games for the rest of your life. What are those four now?
The K92 Morning Thanks Monday Mount Rushmore.
That's what we do on Mount Rushmore because it's, you know, the four best thingies.
Quintessential.
Like they do with the president heads. It's really the only time in my life I know how to use the word quintessential.
I know, and I get disappointed when you don't use it.
I got no other context for it in my life.
This right here.
What are you going to say? It's the quintessential lasagna. It doesn't sound right.
Sound right.
It's just dumb. It's just, this is really the only time. And even then, I'm not entirely sure I'm using the word right. I think I am. But whatever.
Sounds good.
The four bestest. Right.
Nobody corrects you.
You're the four bestest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a better way.
It just makes everything sound classier. So that's why we do it. Antoine, present to us this week's Mount Rushmore, please.
All right. So we're in holiday season, you know, starting with Thanksgiving, rolling into Christmas. So we spend a lot of time with friends and family. So Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever, whatever. And typically, you have a game night at some point.
Sure.
A game night with adults where you have, you know, a few beverages maybe. And you're sitting around and you're playing games as couples, as pairs, as groups, whatever may have you.
Yeah, and it's games are very popular. These are for adults, all right?
Okay. Yeah.
Ain't no Candyland.
No Candyland. Like Jenga, would that count as like an adult?
Jenga? No, that could be an argument. That could be an adult.
I mean, if you tell me there's
Have you played drunk Jenga before?
I haven't. Not,
yeah.
I played all these games drunk. I thought that's how this works.
No, on the Jenga blocks, you can write like a number, and they have to take shots when they pull that block out.
No, I haven't tried that. No.
Just saying.
Interesting.
But that counts. Okay, so that's an adult game.
Yeah,
okay.
Jenga would count.
Just what about like spades and stuff like that?
That would count. Games? That's a game night game.
We can all make, this is where the arguments come in. So we decide what are the four game night games for adults. I mean, if you play Strip Candyland at your house, and you want to let me know.
Yeah, that's adult version.
I got two gumdrops. Yes, I do. All right. I'm all ears. Always looking for a new game. I don't play a lot of games currently in my life. Just don't have game nighty friends right now. I'm not against them. It's probably good for me that I don't have game nighty friends because I'm a little competitive.
So competitive.
Maybe that's why I don't have any game nighty friends because they don't invite me back anymore because I'm too competitive and too good. I win a lot of games.
I love game night. I absolutely love it. And so, I'm super competitive too.
Let's present the four. And then we can knock one off. We can add one. You weigh in. 52353 is the text, and we'll come to the verdict on this. What are you thinking, Antoine? To start,
taboo. Okay. I think that is a solid one where you can play no matter the size of the group. That's why I really like taboo. It could be four people, six people, 20 people.
Taboo, I believe, too, was one of the ones where it was kind of the new era of games for adult game night, where it wasn't necessarily a board game. Because I'm going to tell you right now, don't any of you people say the M word right now.
Oh, no.
I wait on Monica to say that one.
No, I'm not saying that one.
That one belongs
I'm gonna say spades
in the trash can.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to say spades.
Because I feel like at every family function, someone's playing spades. And I always get
in
trouble because I don't know exactly how to play spades. And I want to play.
You don't know exactly how to play spades?
I don't know how to play.
Thank you.
And so I want to know how to play. Okay. And so I always have an argument. Usually it's me, my brother-in-law, Michael. He ripped me a new one because I didn't know how to play.
You know how to play. You're screwing it up. You're ruining everybody.
I'm going to tell you this before we move on to the next one. That ship has sailed, Monica. Nobody's going to take the time to teach you, and you're not going to be able to play long enough to where somebody wants you as their partner.
Right.
What?
So you need to just pick up solitaire.
Just give up.
You're just in the way.
Just give up.
You play solitaire in the corner next to them.
It's past that for you.
Yeah, so you're done. Well, we'll put in spades for now, and that's one for Monica. It speaks to her because she's 812 years old. So, you know, we'll put bridge and pinochle in there instead. So we'll put together the four, and then we'll decide after that. What about Cards Against Humanity?
I knew that was going to be on there.
I think that's there.
The world's most uncomfortable game. I mean, you got to play with the right group of people.
You have to play because when you play that Helen Keller card, you got to make sure you have the right people
with
you.
I play with strangers. You
of course
crazy.
You do.
I had a really good friend once. She said, when my mom comes into town, we should totally play. She's cool. I'm like, no, she ain't.
She ain't that cool.
Yep, your mom's cool, but she ain't cool enough to hang with me. Things are going to get uncomfortable when I play Cards Against Humanity. So, I'll put that one in there.
Okay.
And then I'm going to, what about Bleep Hole?
What is that?
You know, Bleep Hole?
I don't know.
The drinking game?
The card game. The card drinking game. The card drinking game.
That's a legendary.
I'm not part of any card.
That's one of the few games from college that I associate most with college that can transition to adulthood.
Yeah.
Like the majority of the ones, I don't think they can, like Truth or Dare and stuff like that. Twister.
Okay. I'm going to warn you about that game as an adult. I have lost two friends over that game.
Over what?
On Truth or Dare?
No, on the bleep hole.
Oh, okay. It's Twister?
It's a fun card game, though.
Yeah, unless you try to quit when you're in last place. I didn't appreciate that one bit. Mm. So okay. We'll put those out there. There's others. I mean, I got other ones on this list, too. So we're going to say right now the Mount Rushmore is Taboo, Spades, Cards Against Humanity, and bleep hole. What say you?
Yeah.
I'm actually about to make a suggestion to remove one of my own. And why y'all two got to be so hateful?
The K92 Morning Thanks, Monday Mount Rushmore.
I mean, people are texting into 52353. These are the four most bestest game night games. So this is adult game night. The four quintessential games that go on the Mount Rushmore of game night. And there were several texts, and both of you scoffed at Pictionary.
Pictionary, yeah.
Yeah, we're not. What are we doing?
It was so cold.
What are we doing?
Why so hateful on Pictionary?
It's like, what are you doing? Pictionary.
Enjoying Pictionary.
Ha-ha!
Why you guys laugh at it so hard?
Should you be excited for it? I'm like, come over, Pictionary. Let's play Pictionary.
Who has that easel to set up for a Pictionary game anyway?
People who love Pictionary. I was really good at Pictionary. I haven't played in a long time. But I am quite good at Pictionary.
Let's have a Pictionary night.
I'll give you a Pictionary night.
It's Monica, you won. Congratulations.
Oh,
that was a fun night.
Oh, wow.
That was awesome.
I remember that.
Man.
Quick game.
Pictionary. Hateful against Pictionary. My goodness. So I guess that one's not going on. Right now, it's Taboo, it's Spades, it's Cards Against Humanity, and it's Bleep Hole, the college drinking game.
Mm-hmm.
I am actually, even though I'm the one who put it up there in the first place, I think Cards Against Humanity should come off. I've thought about it, and I think it should come off the list.
Instead of what's going to replace it?
Here's the thing with Cards Against Humanity. It's wildly inappropriate.
It is.
And can be hilarious. But if I'm being honest, I'm over it. Mm-hmm. I think you play a handful of times, then it's not funny anymore. It's just the same uncomfortable stuff over and over again. Mm-hmm. Unless you have an entirely new group of friends. And even then, you're taking a chance that there's going to be hurt feelings or you're going to get fired or whatever it is. I think it's fine for a little while, but it doesn't have staying power. Like you watch it. It's like when you watch a TV show from the 90s.
Yeah.
Friends looks incredibly dated to me now when you look at that show. That's the way I feel about it. So I think the original of Cards Against Humanity, the game that can be wildly inappropriate and hilarious at any time, is Apples to Apples.
Apples to Apples
is the founder. Cards Against Humanity is just the ripoff of Apples to Apples.
It really
anyway.
Is. Yeah.
So I am arguing that Apples to Apples should go on there instead.
I'm trying to think because I agree with you. I'm kind of over Cards Against Humanity. I just feel like it lasts so long. Like, nobody knows when to stop playing it.
And it's always like, no, wait, let's play one more because I got a funny card. And that person never does when they say they do. They're just waiting to play Hitler. And it's not even that funny. Uh-huh. And it's just uncomfortable. And then everything just kind of ends.
So we're tossing it off?
I say toss it off. Apples to Apples goes in instead.
Now, what about What Do You Meme? There were a couple of texts about that. Have you guys played that?
I've never played it.
I mean, it's similar to Cards Against Humanity, Apples to Apples. They just give you a meme. And you have to put a caption to go with the meme.
Gotcha. So there's a picture and then you come
up with
it's
like
the
baby with the holding a fist up, the aggressive baby or whatever. That's one of them.
And do you have cards that you put out or do you have to actually write
your own
stuff?
No, you have the
cards. Oh, okay.
You have cards.
Well, again, that's just a ripoff of Apples to Apples.
Yeah, they're all.
So apples to apples.
Okay. Anything else? Anyone else? Is there any other ones? I think that can be the four. No one has been vehemently against Bleep Hole, which is a ridiculous game, but
it's there.
It is. And it's such a... I mean, I've met so many people that I became lifelong friends with in college simply because of that game.
Yes.
And Mortal Enemies, too. I mean, I made a few of those down the road as well. So, yeah, we're weighing in. It's Taboo. It's Spades. It's Apples to Apples. Uh-huh. We're kicking out Cards Against Humanity. And then we're doing Bleep Hole. That is your Mount Rushmore.